Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host. Thank you so much for pressing play and joining me today. It's the middle of my summer series today, so I am rebroadcasting an older podcast with information that I think bears repeating. And I am doing this because I am on holidays and I am not recording podcasts or writing blogs or writing books or editing other people's work or doing anything like that for this month, and I'm enjoying having just a little bit of time off. And you may be doing that too. It's January, it will be January when this is scheduled to go up, and you might be enjoying that summery month. I'm hoping it's summery. I'm hoping I get warm weather and can go swimming and do all those summer things. You might be enjoying family, you might be enjoying time with your kids while they're home from school, or you might not. I mean, some people have to keep going during January to keep the world turning for the rest of us, and if that is you, thank you so much. I am very, very grateful to you. So I have chosen this podcast to repeat because even if you are not taking a whole month off like I am, I want to encourage you to take at least one day off each week. That Sabbath day, that day of rest, one out of seven, whichever day you choose, I think is so, so important. It's going to continue to be foundational to what I talk to people about, because it just makes such a difference to my life and it'll make such a difference to yours. So I am resharing an older podcast about having a day off a week, and I hope that you enjoy it. I wanted to let you know too that where I talk about Candy Crush on this podcast, I am now knitting. I have swapped Candy Crush out for knitting, and knitting keeps my hands busy while not keeping my brain busy, and it means that I end up with something productive at the end. So yeah, Candy Crush was fun, but I got addicted to it and I realized that it was just a bit of an unproductive waste of my time and brain space and everything else, and it wasn't doing anything good for me. And so I took it off my phone and I picked up a pair of knitting needles and thought, let me see how this works. And what do you know? It does. I enjoy knitting. So I'm a couple of jumpers richer in my wardrobe, and it's a couple of scarves, and yeah, you know, it's fun. So anyway, you probably didn't need to know that, but I I needed to tell you. Enjoy this podcast. Enjoy whatever you are doing while you're listening. And I really hope that I encourage you, along with Scotty, to take a day off each week.
Hobart Soul 26.5, Ruth Amos is with us once again. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Scotty.
Hey, we're talking about this wet and rainy day.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're talking about having a day off every week.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that idea.
I've been talking about this for a long time, especially when I worked back at the uni and work was so overwhelming and I just think I can't get it all done in a week and I have to, what am I going to do? And I'll just have to work on the weekend. But I just found that as an act of faith, in fact, to say, no, I give up a whole day. It's a bit like tithing. I don't know if you do tithing out there, people in radio land. But for me, I find that it just made things run so much more smoothly.
It's interesting because it's almost counterintuitive, isn't it?
You know,
it's like, well, hang on, I don't have time for that day to take off and rest and, you know, and for Christians to dedicate to the Lord. It's like... But there's another aspect that goes, if you do that, then it actually has the opposite effect.
Yeah, and I've been reading a couple of books lately. Daniel C. wrote a book called Space Maker, and I think we should get him in and talk to us, Scotty. But anyway, if you're out there listening, Daniel, and Ruth Haley Barton, one of my favourites, wrote a book called Sacred Rhythms, and both of them talked about having that Sabbath day, that day off a weekend, being really intentional about it and how hard that is. And I'm not there yet at all. I had a few days holidays and came back and my next two Saturdays are completely booked up and okay. But really being challenged to think about what does this involve and how to be more intentional about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were saying earlier, it really is amazing how you look at these things like fasting and like the Sabbath and, you know, those sort of things that they're in the Bible, you know, for thousands of years. Yet now they're going, wow, these things actually have a really good outcome when you do them.
Yeah, you can look at the scientific basis for it, which, you know, is there. It's just, it does make a difference to your life, yeah. So, and Daniel C. is very big on digital detoxing that day. So I know that your family already does that, puts your phone away for a day. I'm not, again, I'm really challenged by this idea. But how can I live without, how can I have a day off without playing Candy Crush? Is it really a day off? But, you know, I think it's something to think about, at least, and to maybe half a day or a few hours a day where you just turn off, everything's on silent and you don't look at it, and you do other life-giving pursuits.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like Sundays is our day, you know, generally, and we'd say no phones, get rid of the phones. We're not watching TV, all that sort of stuff. But it's amazing how after a little while you just get used to it. It's like, okay. And then you get to the end of the day, you go, there's that whole fear of missing out, you know, yeah. Oh no, what, you know. And so you turn the next morning, you go, nothing's really changed, and the world continued, I didn't look at my phone, but we're okay. Yeah. You know, it's amazing how that happens.
Yeah, and bringing it up, like I'm talking Saturday, you're talking Sunday, because I don't think it really matters which day it is, but I do think it matters that it's the same day each week, so that you've got that to look forward to prepare for, think about. So our Sunday feels like a work day because we go to church and Moz is on the data and I'm off, you know, I might be leading or, you know, it's things, workish sort of things. But so we're thinking Saturday, but that means that we need to be prepared for church on Friday. Yeah. So now we need to start thinking a little bit more intentionally about it and, yeah, working on that.
So what are the impacts? What are the impacts of taking that day a week?
It gives you a feeling of space in your life and your brain can relax for a bit and detox, I think. And it's a good day for building relationships, especially in your family. And you get more life from those life-giving pursuits that you do, the active things. So one of the things I've thought about is making a list of things that look like work to you and things that look like rest. So for some people, cooking might be work. It's something that they do all week. So then you'd prepare two meals on the day before so that you don't have to cook on the day of the Sabbath. But for some people, cooking is a restful pursuit that they don't get time to do during the week, and so they'd do that on the Sabbath. So, yeah, having time to do those things that aren't productive, that aren't going to pay off. And so that sounds like you're saying, what do you get out of this? Well, maybe what you get is a feeling that I'm still valuable even if I don't produce something.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Ruth.
No worries. Happy Sabbath, everybody.
RuthAmos.com.au. And, of course, the podcast, we can go check out your podcasts and your books and all
absolutely.
That sort of stuff.
And if somebody wants us to talk about something in particular on these Thursday mornings, drop me a line, Ruth, at RuthAmos.com.au, and I'd love to hear what you want me to talk about.
It'd be great to have Daniel Sick come in and have a chat with us. Maybe you can organise that.
I'll do my best.
All right. Hobart Soul 26.5.
Yes, so Daniel C, his surname is S-I-H, and his book is Spacemaker, and he lives in Tasmania, so that's exciting for me, and I hope that I will be able to get in touch with him and get him to come on the show with Scotty and me, and maybe to talk a bit more in the podcast afterwards. I think we could get so much out of listening to him. He's great. His book is great. And as I said to Scotty, and I'll just repeat it again, if you have any particular subject you'd like me to have a chat about on the podcast or have a chat about to Scotty, just drop me a line, Ruth at ruthamos.com.au, or find me on Facebook, Ruth Amos Author, or tweet at me at A Quiet Life Blog. I'd love to answer any questions or have a good think about and do a bit of research and see what you want me to, what I can say about a topic that you'd like me to talk about. Anyway, I was having all of these thoughts, these Sabbathy thoughts, because I took some time off. So taking time off that retreat time, I have just found that is so important to me, and I'm so grateful for it. And I was talking to a friend about it. I think that this is something that I might be putting into my schedule once a quarter, even, to just go away and spend some time by myself. So this time I had 4 days, and that was a bit why last time's podcast was a bit late as well. I had 4 days in a little town called Dover, down in the south of Tasmania. There's not much in Dover. Dover's Wikipedia page says that Dover is the largest town of its size, no, the southernmost town of its size in Australia, which you could pretty much say about any town in Tasmania, that it's the southernmost town of its size. But yeah, it's tiny. It's a tiny town. Moz came down and spent a night with me, and we were going to go out to dinner, but he came and spent Tuesday night in my time of retreat, and there is nothing open in Dover on a Tuesday night. The things open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, and that's it. That's all you get. So we had to go further north to find a restaurant that was open on a Tuesday night. You know, it's just lovely for me to get away to a place like that. I had a little room that looked out over the water and I could just view the weather changing all the time. The first day it was just completely misty and you couldn't see, well, I couldn't see the yacht that was docked in the harbour just in front of my room. The next day it was a bit more open and I went for a nice run, and then it rained so hard that, again, you couldn't see anything because of the pouring rain. And I think one of the little town centre flooded, the supermarket and whatever. Oh, well. And then the next day, nice and breezy and sunny and cheerful. You know, it was just so lovely to watch the sky change over the water, to see the water change, and even one of the days to see a yacht capsize and try and get itself back together again. And I didn't actually see what happened. I don't have the end of that story. It's going to bug me forever. But no, I think the person was perfectly safe. But yeah, it was just amazing. We had all the weather, all of the things, because it's spring in Tasmania, and that's what happens with spring in Tasmania. So when I go away for these retreats by myself, I really want them to not be wasted. I'm not there to spend the whole time sleeping or watching TV. I want to use it as a spiritual recreation time and a mental and emotional and physical recreation time. So all of that. So one of the things I decided to do was very minimal use of social media. So I wish people happy birthday and do a brief check and then no more social media. I wanted to read. I wanted to go for walks and runs. I wanted to play my bass guitar. And, you know, I did do other less highfalutin things like watch TV and play Candy Crush a bit, but not all the time. I also sat and stared at the water. Oh, nothing like sitting and staring at the water. And lots of just thinking and planning. And I did one of the activities that Daniel C. had in his book, which is a timeline, just looking at what's been in the past so you can think about what's coming up in the future and give yourself a bit of clarity around things. So it was, and I might go into that more at another time, but it was just such a blessing. And I think that it needs to be done every quarter, if not every quarter, then every half year, but just time out for me. I know that I'm an introvert, and so this time alone is not something that everybody would look forward to, but just in terms of clarity of mind, it was great. And I read a couple of novels from start to finish. What a joy. And I also read two nonfiction books. And the two nonfiction books were Space Maker by Daniel C. and Sacred Rhythms by Ruth Haley Barton. And they both were looking at different things, actually. They weren't entirely the same in their themes, because Space Maker is about unplugging digitally and putting space into your life, and Sacred Rhythms is about spiritual transformation and those spiritual disciplines, things like Bible reading, prayer, time of solitude, those sort of things, fasting. So, but one thing those two books had in common was that encouragement to explore the Sabbath to a degree that I had not thought it through before. So yeah, I am a big, big fan of having a day off each week. And I think it's the way we're made, and it helps us to live full lives if we're not just working, grinding, grinding, grinding. So this is something I have been talking about for a long time. It's a time to let go of your to-do list. It's a time to let go of your work life. It's a time to just trust that even if you do stop for a bit and stop trying to control everything and stop trying to keep it all down, that it's not going to boil over the top and be a disaster. And I can honestly tell you, there have been times in my life where I really thought, man, if I don't keep holding this lid on, we're going to have a massive disaster. We're going to have a boil over of work, and it's just going to be horrendous next week. You know, if I don't do extra work on Saturday, then on Monday, I'm going to have to face it, and it's going to be awful, and, you know, things are going to go so badly, and we're never going to make it through. And it had never once happened like that. Now, I'm not promising you that it never will, But I am saying that my experience is that when I trust God with that day and say, you take control for one day, I'm letting go for one day, that it has never in my experience caused a major disaster the next week. What it has caused is a more rested, more peaceful, more joyful me who's more able to cope with the amount of work that I have to do. Reading these books, even though I'm a big fan of Sabbath already, encouraged me to take this whole thing further. And one of the things that was suggested by both authors is to think about more deeply what a day off is and to make a list. And the list is, what is work and what is not work? What am I going to do on this Sabbath day and what am I going to not do on this Sabbath day? So, for example, the C family don't cook on a Sabbath. They cook two meals the night before, as I said to Scotty, and they don't cook on the Sabbath day. Whereas the Hayley Bartons, they do cook on a Saturday. They cook food that they find special and that they enjoy eating. So for one of them, cooking is work. For one of them, cooking is rest. And that's something that's individual to all of us. Here's another thing. Ruth Hayley Barton, she works from home like I do. She has a home office like I do. And when she started into this whole Sabbath thing, she just had to close the door to her home office and not even go into the room because going into the room felt like work. Daniel, on the other hand, he works in an office, unless we're in lockdown. And so on his Sabbath, he just avoids things that feel like work, like email, the internet, texting, writing, because his work is writing, and talking about global events. And he even doesn't put things on his to-do list, which I think is madness. How could you do that? For me, I think the to-do list is a place where it gets it out of my head and onto something else that says, you can think about this later. So, you know, again, it's all about individual. So Ruth says, take a break from anything that causes worry and stress. And she includes things like to-do lists as well. And she also thinks about doing budgets, doing taxes, doing wedding planning and major decision making. Basically, this is a day for rest. So this is not a day to catch up on all of the jobs that you didn't get done during the week because you were at work. This is the rest day. This is one of the wonderful things about having a two-day weekend, is that you can do catch-up things on the other day or somehow budget it into your time, but you need a day off. I was thinking maybe we could just ban the word COVID on our Sabbath. Nobody can say the word COVID, and I think that would make the day a whole lot more restful for everybody. Both Ruth and Daniel suggested that you have a break from screens or phones or both. And this is one thing where, yeah, as Scotty says, the FOMO thing rises up in me and I think, what if I miss an important phone call or whatever? But I think, you know, I'm really challenged by it. And the more I think about it, the more challenged I am to give it a go. You know, surely I can spend a day without looking at my phone. And surely there are other things I can do other than watch TV. So, yeah, that's, as I said, I'm just not there. I'm just like, I'm throwing these things up in the air and what sticks for you or what sticks in your brain or won't let you go, maybe that's something you can look at. Daniel does say that now that his kids are older, his screen time use is more nuanced and, you know, his teenagers are allowed to watch some TV and whatever. And he talks about also taking a longer detox, a 5-day detox, at least 5 days without the phones. And I'm so not there. And I think part of it is a time of life thing. So for me, I have older parents who have some interesting health challenges, let's say, and I want to be there. I want to be on the other end of the phone if they should ring and say, I need to talk to you. I want to be there for them. And I also have my daughter who's expecting, who is living on the mainland, and I want to be there for her when she rings as well. So these are things that in my season of life that I want to be around for. But then, you know, you wonder, is it just excuses? There's always something there that keeps you tied to your phone, and maybe I've just gotten too used to this amazing piece of equipment. So still thinking, still tossing it around, but if I do go for a time without a phone, I'll let you know how it goes. Okay, here's another thing. Ruth Haley Barton suggests that we don't buy or sell anything on the Sabbath. She says that we are constant consumers and that taking a break from that is a good idea. And she does come from the US, just like to say that. But I think here in Australia and wherever you are around the world, this consumerism thing has really crept in with, you know, with the screens and with the constant advertising. And so she says it just gives you a chance to take a break from that and think, now what is actually valuable? But Daniel says, you know, maybe on your Sabbath, one of the fun things that you can do is eat at a cafe. And that obviously involves buying or selling. And that is one of my favorite rest activities. So, yeah. So they're things to think about cutting out. Things to do, well, maybe sleep in. Well, what an idea. Or lie in bed, read a book. Go out and ride a bike, do an activity like bushwalking, or stay in, play a board game. Ruth Haley Barton actually says that one of the things she loves to do is just read a novel for a couple of hours. Not work reading, not anything deep and theological or whatever, but just a lighthearted novel sitting in a window seat, sipping a hot drink. Now, doesn't that sound delightful? I mean, that just sounds like my perfect day, really. That's what I did on my 4 days off, sit there and read books. So it's a joy. And I don't know why, but, well, I do know why. There's all sorts of science about why reading a book is different to watching the same thing on TV. And it, you know, uses all the imagination of your own brain and your visualization. And it also is just a different feel to it. It doesn't hype me up as much, doesn't make me as anxious as maybe watching a movie. And also, I just feel quite happy to set the book down and go to the loo, or take the book with me and go to the loo, or go for a walk around, or make another cuppa, or whatever. You know, you're not tied to a screen. One of the things I really love doing now is listening to audiobooks, because I can read and do other things at the same time. But, you know, that may be just me. Another thing is that this Sabbath, and I know I'm using the word Sabbath and I'm hoping I'm not offending anyone from the Jewish tradition, but it's just a handy label to me for that day off. And part of what's involved in the whole idea of Sabbath is spiritual transformation, spiritual renewal. And so that might mean for you going to church. For Scotty, going to church is just part of his Sabbath, his rest. It makes him concentrate on God for a while, and it's good. For me, going to church really does feel a lot more work-related, very worthwhile work-related stuff, but quite work-related, which is why I think I'll be Sabbathing on a Saturday from here on. But that doesn't mean that I don't spend that time in spiritual renewal. I might be listening to scripture or reading scripture and just meditating on it a while. I'll definitely take some time of that Sabbath to be in silence and to be listening to God in that time. So that spiritual renewal, however that spiritual practice works for you, whether it's journaling, meditation, going for a walk in nature and appreciating nature or whatever it is, that's part of what this day is for too. So one of the other things that the two of them really agreed strongly on is that you know, we're talking about one day out of every seven, and we're talking about we don't really mind which day it is, whether it's Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, which I did for a while, whatever it is, that's fine. But the thing is to have it set aside each week and to really do work hard to protect that day so that it doesn't get encroached in by kids' sport, for example, or encroached by, for us, one of the things that we're thinking about is that if Moz and I are going to Sabbath on the same day, that'll be Saturday. And we often do quite a bit of preparation for church. And so previous weekends, it's gotten to Saturday night and I've said, oh, you know, is everything in the computer that needs to be in the computer? Can we just sit down and do, you know, half hour of making sure that all the slides are right for the Sunday service and doing whatever? Well, I'm going to stop doing that now. And that will mean that I have to be more organized. I have to be organized enough on a Friday or on a Thursday to check things back then so that it doesn't encroach on the Saturday. And if I don't get organized enough on Friday, then I'm going to have to wake up early on Sunday and do it, because I want to keep that Saturday free and clear to be Sabbath and to be just rest and play, and no, you should do this or we have to do that, but just to make sure that it's a restful time. So yeah, as I've said, I'm still working through this, and you can hear probably things that I've settled on that I feel happy about and things that I am less settled on and not quite so sure about. Some things I'm looking at are like, oh, that looks really difficult, and some things look easy and beautiful, and some things I'm just longing to do, you know, just I'm really longing to have a day a week where I think, yeah, jigsaw puzzle. Let's go for a nice quiet walk along the beach. Let's go out and get a coffee. You know, holiday day, once a week. What a treasure, what a joy. So, yeah, this is a new phase for me, but I'm looking forward to really getting into it and making that day special. And I wonder what you do. Do you have a day of rest that you work on? What things do you consider work and what things do you consider play? Do you have special Sabbath or Sunday traditions or day off traditions? Or do you just find the whole idea of taking a day off once a week just too hard and you can't do it? Please let me know how you feel. Just drop me a line, ruth@ruthamos.com.au, or find me on Twitter at A Quiet Life Blog, or Facebook at Ruth Amos Author, and I will chat to you again next week.